Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy sports and politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk back? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got to live, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports and politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fantasy Sports and Politics. It's me, your boy, FSP. FSP's in the building, and I'm in a live draft right now. And it's crazy. Tom Brady was the first person taken in the draft. Why was Tom Brady the first person taken in the draft? Who picked him? Who picked him? Team number one is, if I'm not mistaken, let me scroll over a name, the Rough Riders. Took Tom Brady number one.
This season going to be a rough ride.
Exactly.
Then Adrian Peterson. Hold on. Adrian Peterson went number two, and then Aaron Rodgers went number three.
What?
Wow. What are you getting?
I
points
don't know.
What's your point? What's your pick?
Quarterbacks only get 4 points.
What's your pick?
I'm about to come up on deck, and Chris Johnson was just picked. So you know I'm going to pick Arian Foster if Daryl Maynard doesn't pick Arian Foster. If he does, I'm going after Michael Turner or Ray Rice. And he picks Ray Rice, so I'm going to go ahead and get Arian Foster.
I would get Michael Turner.
Oh, well,
Yeah, Jamal Charles, too. You got
Jamal
Charles. Jamal
Charles is already gone.
I would get Michael
Actually,
Turner.
Actually, no, Jamal Charles was not picking. I apologize.
I picked up
Arian Foster.
Oh.
And I'm in the middle of the draft. I have the 6th pick overall. So
not
I'm
a good
smack
move.
Dab in the middle.
Oh,
I got this covered.
That's like
it's
picking
happen.
Tom Brady number one, man. It's not a good move.
Why you ain't telling me about this league?
Fine.
I want to play.
Oh, man.
You got
$140?
You got $140? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Funny Sports and Politics. This is me, it's WebSP, sitting here with me today. My 3 co-hosts, we are minus one. Jeff the Joker had to go to his mom, so it's just us 4. I've got Ricky, Pretty Ricky if you like him. I've got Jerry the Master Taylor, and then the Bookie. On today's show, we've got a lot in store. I'm doing 2 live drafts as we go. Right now I'm in the Gridiron Gods draft. Started exactly at the time of the show, and it's crazy. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers in the top 3 picks where the quarterbacks only get 4 points per touchdown. It is what it is. This is actually a pretty good league. The payout's pretty hefty as well. At any rate, I've got another live draft going on in 30 minutes. So there's going to be 2 drafts going on. But your boy Vic is slick. I've got my boys on the line on today's show. We're going to talk about a BCS bowl game happening in a few hours. How can that be? Well, LSU versus Oregon, BCS bowl game. Boise State versus Georgia, BCS bowl game. We're going to talk about that. If you heard the dun-dun-dun, that's other people entering the ESPN draft I got. Also, we're going to talk about what's going on in professional football. I mean, you see people signing, you see people getting hurt, you see Lance Briggs just before the start of the season saying he wants to be traded. What's going on? I don't know what the video is, but since this is a college football day, your boy, Black the Bookie, is going to ride the wave and talk to us. Black, that's good,
sir,
my friend.
Yes, sir. Right now, currently watching Virginia Tech and Appalachian State, checking out the young guy, the 6'6", 260-pound quarterback for Virginia Tech, starting this year, Logan Thomas. They have a running back there by the name of Sneed, I believe, runs a 4.240. Virginia Tech should be very excited this year. They scored in the first 6 seconds of the game.
Hey, Black, I just got a tingle below my waist. You talking about a running back?
A single below your waist?
That's right.
I'm
right.
I just love running back. Hey, I got a question. Listen, I got a question. Now, this is what I'm really worried about. Should I get Maurice Jones-Drew with the second pick, 19th overall pick, or Steven Jackson?
Steven Jackson.
Go ahead and get Jones-Drew. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and get Steven Jackson.
That's your boy. You know you got a love for Jacksonville.
I do, but he scares me. His situation scares me. I'm not too high on him.
Who's a better quarterback?
Who's
the better quarterback?
Oh, are you talking about Bradford? Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. That's one of the reasons why I say get Steven Bradford. He's going to take a lot of heat off of Steven Jackson.
I'm not looking for Bradford. I was trying to get the daggone running back. Because Maurice Jones-Drew is going to be – he's going to get a lot of touches. Even though this is not a PPR league, it's pretty much a run league. I mean, a standard – scoring league, I'm not sure. But I took my chance on Steven Jackson because he is a producer. So my two backs are pretty good. I'm going to go three running backs with my first three picks in this
Smart move.
And then I'm going to get two receivers, and I'm going to wait till the sixth round to get my quarterback. Now, these guys, I'm going to tell you real quick what's happened so far in the second round. First pick in the second round was Darren McFadden, then Frank Gore, then Andre Johnson, Drew Brees, Roddy White, Calvin Johnson, then I picked Steven Jackson, Greg Jennings just went, and Ben Roethlisberger and Maurice Jones-Drew. That ends round – well, we got two more picks in the second round.
Wow.
But there's still some great players on the board.
Is this a 12-team league?
Yes, it is. So
okay.
I'm just going to tell you straight up that there's a lot of stuff going on here. Now, these guys that I'm drafting, they know what they're doing. They're pretty good at it. I'm not going to lie. It's very stiff competition. It's mainly military folk, so we have a tight community. But these boys talk more junk than enough.
Yeah.
Matt Forte just went off the board. I was hoping LeGarrette Blount would come down back to me, but I guess I'm not going to get LeGarrette Blount.
Probably, whoever took Matt Forte or LeGarrette Blount probably took one of those quarterbacks in the first round.
No.
No?
Well, he got Tom Brady.
He took a quarterback in the first round. How did I know that?
Yeah, Peyton Hillis just went off the board as well. The person that got LeGarrette Blount got Peyton Hillis. So he got LeGarrette Blount and Peyton Hillis back-to-back with Tom Brady. That's his first three picks. So, but go ahead. Let's finish talking about this college football stuff. I'm sorry, Black. I had to just announce that real quick.
Well, I wanted to ask a question about Black. Black, this guy from, I guess he's from West Virginia Tech or West Virginia?
Virginia Tech.
I'm talking about this running back. Give me his vitals. Give me height, weight, and his speed.
He looks like a solid 6'2", 220, man, with 4.2 speed. And very, very elusive as well. They're playing right now. Can you get the Virginia Tech game where you at?
I guess I can. I'm not exactly sure. Is it on a major station?
It's on the ACC network.
Now, while you guys are talking about that, I am very hesitant to pick up Sean Green this year because he ain't look good in the preseason.
Don't worry about it.
Not about the preseason.
I get that. Sean Green was just picked by the Troopers, by the way. Jerk.
Who do you currently have on your squad?
Hey, Matt, his name is D. Wilson, and he's getting real close to having about 100 yards in this first quarter.
What? Preseason, like.
I got a question for you, Black. Is he a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior? What is he?
I can find out for you shortly.
Okay.
Let me see this play here, Logan.
I got to be scouting my running backs. You never know. This guy may be coming out next year. Who knows?
Oh, good play. Well, the guy you want to watch is tonight. Big game.
We'll get to that. I'm just asking about this this guy you have right now. He seems like somebody I want to keep my eye on. So I may have to delve deeper into college football and to study.
That's what you need to do, especially a guy who loves running backs. You're supposed to already have your eye to the college football, man.
No, we don't.
Okay.
So you know your season is on that for next year's draft.
Right.
Here's my question for you then. I think what do you think is going to happen in this supposed BCS game between Oregon and LSU? Because it's a lot of issues going on both sides. Mm-hmm. A lot. What do you see happening though?
Right now, LSU is favored by 4.5, but they will have some players missing. But right now, I'm going to give the edge to Oregon right now. Things could change before game time, but right now I'm going to give the edge. Just because that fast secondary will be able to keep up with those LSU receivers. And the combination of the Michael James and Darren Thomas, I mean, you saw what they did last year, and they're back.
Vic, let me ask you, why are you dubbing this a BCS game?
Well, because it's a 4 versus a 3, a 3 versus a 4.
Yeah,
and
but you got so many
games.
Well,
here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. It's a BCS-type atmosphere. It's a BCS schools involved. And, you know, the loser might not be out of it, but the winner has an easier role, you know, an easier road ahead. You know, so
this is also a neutral field game, but they'll be playing the game in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, that's why I think a lot of people probably dub it a BCS game because it's in that atmosphere. That's what it is. That's the atmosphere for a big game, Cowboys.
Vic, I want to say something.
Yes.
The number to call in is 347-637-3220. If you have a question or comment that you would like, please call in and ask us. Even if Vic is doing a live draft, which I think he's probably
yes.
going to be doing a poor job of, but don't worry about it because
hey,
the rest
I'm
of us
say,
will cover that up for you.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you my team right now. I'll tell you my team since y'all want to go there. Now, I know the person I just got is kind of, you know, iffy, but I have Mike Wallace, Miles Austin, Steven Jackson, as well
as
Foster.
You're stacked right now. I don't know why you say who's iffy in that.
Well, they're injury prone. Like Miles Austin right now, he has a hamstring issue. Steven Jackson never stays healthy, and
oh,
we saw the butter. Dang, Tim Hightower was taken. I thought he was gonna slip to me, but anyway.
You sound like Ricky. You sound like Ricky.
What? What do you mean? You sound like me? What do you say?
It is what it is, dog.
What'd you say, Vic?
I have not picked a quarterback yet. The quarterback I was going to get in the sixth round was Ben Roethlisberger, but he went in the third round. So that sort of put a kibosh on what I had planned. But I've got a couple players I'm looking at right now.
Is Matt Schaub gone?
No.
Matt Schaub has been taken.
What about the two young Bucks?
Now, listen to me. People from this draft are listening to this show,
eat
so let's
holes.
Be kind of listening about what they're saying. But, no, Josh Freeman has not been taken.
Rick, I understand that. That's why I asked you, what about the two young Bucks? Hopefully you understand what I'm saying.
Huh? Say that again? I'm sorry. I'm in the house.
Hey, Rick, you watching this game, Rick?
I told you my little man's sick. The girl is sick. I'm in a house full of germs right now, so I got to take care of people at the same time. I got to do a show. I got a draft. I got a Lysol. I got a lot going on.
Why the quarterback just take it up the middle and truck the safety, man?
Who?
The quarterback. Yeah.
Let me get on ESPN Live so I can see something.
Here's my question. Listen. Let's get back on topic because I really want to find out what you guys think about this game. Right now, I was looking at I was looking at, Ryan Matthews was just taken from me, too. These dudes killing me here. My question is, I see it as a BCS bowl game because of the ability for these guys to put up a very good game and has BCS Bowl implications.
Well, that's the thing, though. See, everything looks good now, and it's just like we do with preseason in NFL. It looked good in the beginning. But with these two teams, the schedules that they have, and a lot of stuff that's going on within college football right now, whether they have, their particular schools are having problems like Miami or whoever that's going on now, do you think that they're going to be in the same position as far as rank at the end of the season that they're in right now?
Okay, I'll put it this way. If LSU loses, they're going to have a tough time because Alabama's favored to go to the bowl, and they're in the same division as Alabama to represent. I think they're in the same division. No, Alabama's in the East, and LSU's in the West of the SEC. But LSU has a chance to still go to the bowl game. If Oregon loses, they have a tough road.
If Oregon loses, this is all the strength of the both of the conferences. They're going to have a tough time getting back in this race. That's why I want to give the edge to Oregon in this one.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because Oregon in the Pac-12, because they're no longer called the Pac-10, they're called the Pac-12, they have some competition, but not much. And even though USC is supposed to be like a sleeper team this year, they're not bowl eligible. But if you lose to a USC or if you lose to a Stanford, it's going to be tough sledding for Oregon. And I think they're going to have to come out and just pass the ball on LSU, who they're big and they're strong, but their secondary, without Patrick Peterson, they're okay. They're not that great. So it's a BCS game in that manner that, you know, you got to look out for what can and might happen to you and your team.
Black,
so
what
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
Black, what do you think? I don't think you were in a conversation last week. What do you think of the two suspensions that LSU, especially the starting quarterback, now that they're using the backup quarterback from LSU, you think they're going to miss a beat or quite naturally?
Yeah,
I think they're going to miss a beat
because Jared Lee, I mean, he struggled with interceptions early on in his career. And you're throwing him into this game right off the break, playing Oregon on national TV. If Oregon could apply pressure, it'll be problems. Man. It'll be big problems.
Okay. I had said something similar to that last, because the guy's a backup for a reason. So it's coming into this game, I think LSC is going to have problems, even though they may be able to pick it up.
But keep your eyes out on linebacker Ryan Baker, because he could make a difference for LSU.
Is he that dominant force that he would be able to take over a game or what?
He can help keep those young guys in line in case they get nervous out there. So keep an eye out on Ryan Baker.
Is he a senior or a junior? What?
He's a senior linebacker.
Okay. Is he? Ask you this then. Is he a NFL caliber type of linebacker? And he's just putting this season in to make his resume look that much better, or what?
He could be in line to be an NFL linebacker. Could be in line. Depends on how the season goes.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were talking about that Oregon's secondary. I mean, Oregon doesn't have that many great stars, but they have one star at every level on defense. And it looks like it's the entire right side. Like the right outside linebacker.
They don't have a great secondary, but it's a very fast secondary.
And they were showing they react to the ball very well and stuff like that. So,
and when you go up against that type of offense in practice, you got to have speedy corners back there. They do have speedy corners out there.
And there's one thing that always is held true: speed kills. So.
Well, I get that. Yeah, I know speed kills, but how well do you think, you know, some of these cats are going to be come, you know, it's crunch time, you know, and the game's on the line. I mean, this, like I said, I think this is a top caliber game. I really do. So, I mean, help me out. Help me understand what it is. You know, these folks are going to do, and why folks need to actually pay attention to this game other than just the fact that it's you know, three versus four.
I look for a lot of misdirection from Oregon. Look for the Michael Chains and Darren Thomas. I got to give them that edge, man. I can't vouch for LSU too much in this one. They have a great coach, though. That's the thing. They have a great coach in Les Miles, but Oregon's going to be tough tonight.
Oregon's going to be tough. Okay, so I want to go around the table. Give me predictions, fellas.
You already heard me, Vic. I think speed kills. So who's got the most speed in this game? I think Oregon does. So I have to go with Black. I think Oregon is going to take this.
Okay. Black?
I've already told you, Oregon.
How about the journalist one over there?
I've always had, ever since I seen LeGarrette Blount throw that haymaker, I've always had a love for Oregon. So I'm going to go with them because LSU, ever since the worst quarterback ever drafted left, they really haven't impressed me. So I'm going to definitely go with Oregon. We're going to see what they bring to the table.
But that's not the only big game of the weekend, though. You got Boise State and Georgia.
Well, I was going there.
Yeah, a lot of people talking up that Boise State game. I definitely want to see what happens with that.
Tell me, what can I expect or what should I expect out of that? I mean, is it going to be one of them games where, you know, Boise State goes down to Georgia and they just dominate, or will Georgia step up and say, okay, Boise, you don't belong in playing us? Because I think this is their first SEC team they're going to play. And it's supposed to be the best, you know, division in college football. So where do we go with that?
Just a quick message for you, Vic. LGO said to tell you you suck. So he knows your game like everybody.
Tell Mark I said he can bite the big one because he doesn't matter anyway.
Put out there, you may have it in the future before the show's over to let people know that if they wanted to listen to our special draft show tomorrow, since we're going to be on air for this draft tomorrow, is that what you're telling
mm-hmm.
us? Okay. That yep. It's going to be on 2 o'clock, and how long is it going to be?
Well, see if you can get it for an hour, Vic. I'm going to definitely call in.
If I do that, that means the master plan will not air.
Well, then
the master plan will not air.
Well, nah, if you need it, that's what I was going to ask you, too. If you need me to get on, I'll get on, because I'm going to be up regardless. But it depends how you want to do it.
I can't put two shows on.
Okay.
On the same day.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Because
okay.
I don't have that package.
Okay.
I have that package, I would, but I don't have that package. So.
Can you push it back? Can you push the master plan back, the time?
Yeah, I can change the time of the master plan. That's easy.
Push the time back and let that be the draft show. Jerry, you said you had a guest coming, though.
No, I don't have the guest. I didn't get a firm commitment, so she's not showing up.
And all of Jerry guests are female. You know that. I mean,
no wonder
Jerry's
saying not going to be at the show.
You know how I roll like that? I love my running backs, and I love my lady guests. Absolutely.
What time was you guys drive them out?
You're just a whore.
What time was y'all drive them out?
2 o'clock.
I think it's 2 o'clock.
2 p.m., which is 8 p.m., and I'll tell you guys my team after I make this pick, because I'm waiting on this other guy to pick. I got to get another running back because the running backs are getting scarce, and also got to get a backup quarterback.
I got one draft tomorrow. That's the Goodman League draft.
Tell me.
Well, your boy never sent me anything on a Goodman draft. I'll tell you in a second, but Black, real quick, talk about, you know, Boise State versus Georgia. I really want to talk about this game because, again, this is another BCS type game. If Boise wins, they're going to go undefeated.
Oh, wow.
The guy that you hate is back, Kellen Moore. You don't like Kellen Moore. Come on. Did you forget the shows last year? You were bashing my man.
I didn't bash him, dog. I didn't bash that cat.
Oh,
I did nothing but respect him.
He's going to have to pull the archive out on you.
Watch what you say.
Black, talk to me about Boise State and Georgia, because I want to hear about this. I want to see if they got anything more than Kellen Moore, because they lost two tight end receivers in the NFL. They're
looking for receivers as well, so we'll find out. But this is going to be a tough test in Georgia's backyard. The game is in Atlanta.
Right.
Quarterback Earn Murray is back for the Bulldogs. Watch out for the highly touted freshman and the running back, Isaiah Crowell. He can make an immediate impact in this game. Boise does have some defensive studs, though, so watch out for Shea McClellan and defensive tackle Billy Wynn, anchor of the Broncos front.
Well, they talk about a wideout, too. Geraldo, whatever his last name is, I can't get it.
Whatever his name is.
That's one I can't pronounce. Baldwin? I don't know. I think
Baldwin?
It's Boise State. No, not Baldwin. They say he's a big target for them, for Boise State. Boise State might take that game. I like Georgia, though. I like Georgia.
Now, see, that's what I want to get to. They're going down to Georgia. You know, the Devil came down to Georgia. And right now, the Devil's looking like it's blue and orange. And they're not
don't forget, too, Georgia was 6-7 last season.
Yeah, see,
they were five and seven. So, yeah. I mean, I got that, I understand that. But my thing is, how can you not, you know, get the home field advantage? They're not playing in the confines of the 30,000 seat stadium, and in the rain and the cold, they're in the humidity. They're in the middle of summer in Georgia is not fun. I don't care how good Kellen Moore is. He's got one good returning receiver that was a good player a year or so ago. He has a couple new offensive linemen. His defense is pretty decimated, but they still play good defense down there. I mean, tell me, what is it that I'm missing? Hello?
Black?
Oh, hold on a second. Your mind just took it in for another touchdown.
If that game is becoming a blowout, I can't watch it.
Yeah, it's 24-0 with 13 minutes left in the second quarter.
See, you don't watch blowouts. Can't do it. Can't watch blowouts. It's no good.
Why?
So that running back just took it in again, Black?
Yeah, his name is David Wilson.
David Wilson. I'm writing all these names down as we speak here. You guys laugh, but one of my dudes is do your research.
Yeah, you do. 2 minutes left. We're about to get this draft going. 2 minutes.
2 minutes left before we get. Well, let me tell you guys real quick who my team is so far: Sam Bradford, Arian Foster, Steven Jackson, Mike Wallace, Miles Austin, San Antonio Holmes, Mercedes Lewis, and Beanie Wells.
You got a nice team.
It's not bad.
I'm looking at getting, well, I got a pickup. I got to get a backup quarterback real quick before they all go.
Who's left?
Well, I'll tell you who I'm going to get, because it's 12 seconds, and I know the guy that's here is listening to me. Jay Cutler, Matt Castle, Mark Sanchez, Colt McCoy, Kyle Orton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chad Henne, Matt Hasselbeck. Rest of them I'm not looking at. And he picked the Giants defense, so I'm going to get Kyle Orton.
I lose out
on a decent court. Hey, he's a backup quarterback for me. And compared to what's left, he's going to put up big numbers.
Kyle Orton.
You didn't see what he did last year?
I don't care what he did last year. You're talking about Kyle Orton. And this is John Fox's offense. He's not Dale Holmes. He's not Josh McDaniels. He proved it with McGahee, and he's proven it truthfully with that running game he done put together, and they still don't really have an O-line like that.
In my opinion, there's two quarterbacks I would have taken other than Kyle Orton, and you guys are going to probably tell me, what? Why would you do that?
Jay Cutler, because he's going to throw the ball a lot.
No. Two quarterbacks you guys aren't even talking about.
Who?
You're probably not thinking about. One is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and the other one is Colt McCoy.
Now, Colt McCoy, I can understand. I can't understand
Fitzpatrick. Well, I do. I got you on Colt McCoy. I got you on Colt McCoy because I think he's going to have a fabulous year this year. But
the draft is starting. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's starting. All right, ladies,
Rick, what pick do you have and what pick does Vic have?
I'm number six and Vic has number four. And we already have our keepers set. So
my keepers are Ray Rice and Larry Fitzgerald.
And I got Tony Romo and Steven Jackson.
Oh, you love both? You love
Tony
Romo,
I'm telling you, when Romo coming off an injury, it's sick.
You got a man crush on Tony Romo. Okay.
Hey, I like people that can throw the ball. I'm putting together teams this year, and if I can, Romo will be on every one.
Okay.
Ricky, let me know when my pick is up so I can jump back and forth.
It's already on pick number three. You next.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Hey, my
all right.
Yes.
No, it's not. Are you kidding? Wow.
5'11", 192 pounds, 4.29.
Ricky, since I know you're here and I love you, I'm going to ask Jerry this. And I know what Jerry's going to say. Jerry, hold on. LeSean McCoy or Roddy White?
Roddy White.
LeSean McCoy.
Roddy White.
Black?
LeSean McCoy.
You're probably going to
Roddy White.
I'm going to get LeSean McCoy because I need another running back.
I'm going to tell Vic everything he don't need to do. I'm going to tell you right there. You keep asking me questions, and you're going to get the wrong answer. Don't ask me nothing.
Black, you said he was 5'11", 192 pounds, and running 4'2"?
Yeah, 4'29", 40. Similar to the build of Jamal Charles.
And Chris Johnson.
Yes.
Both of them, they look like a clone. And you know what? I'm gonna put another guy in there who's obscure. I don't think Black. I think you were talking to me on Thursday. Rick wasn't there, and I already told Vic about this guy.
I listened to it though.
Tywan Jones. He's got the same physical features as CJ2K and Jamal Charles, and the same as this guy, David Wilson. 5'11", 6 feet. 190 whatever, soaking wet, and run a 4.2, 4.3, 40.
Beautiful.
I think these guys are going to be running backs of the future. I really believe that because a lot of these guys are starting to come. Yeah,
you think
Scott's
going to be the running back of the future?
Yeah, I think everybody's looking for that type of CJ2K. And believe it or not, Kansas City stumbled upon him because they were about to lay him to waste until they realized what they had. And JC came about, Jamal Charles. Tywan Jones is cut out of the same mold from Oakland. He gets a shot, he's going to shine just like those two are. I'm going to follow this kid, David Wilson, from Virginia Tech, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a lot of guys coming out there with speed. Cause didn't Vic come from Virginia Tech?
Yeah, Vic came from there.
Yeah, Michael Vic came from Vic Tech.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
I'm gonna kill this league.
I really think that a lot of this stuff is good for the. I don't want to say this. College football is probably the most exciting, and it's not overrated, but the most exciting sport there is right now. I mean, if you think about the abilities that everyone has and the Ricky, you took forever to make that pick.
I didn't. You talk. Pick. I've been made my pick. That's the powerful backfield right there. Steven Jackson and Frank Gore, my God.
Sound like you're trying to bail my backfield.
I'm going to kill people this year.
All right, you kill them then. You kill them, son.
Vic, talk to me. Talk to me in the second draft. What are you doing?
Nothing.
I'm on the clock in this draft.
Nothing.
Shut up, Jesus. I'm going to pick Rob Gronkowski as my back. No, actually, I'm about to get a defense. What am I doing?
Jerry, you can go get a cup of coffee
defense.
On me.
You know what?
And we done it last year, so it's
yeah,
right.
Did you say Gronkowski?
It's like that.
Did you say Gronkowski?
Just like last year. That's what it is.
Not yet. But I got him queued up. I got Gronkowski queued up as my backup tight end.
Which Gronkowski? Because you know the one from Denver just got cut.
No, not that one.
Why you tell them that, Black?
There's three Gronkowskis in the league. Well, there are two of them now.
Two of them just got cut.
Black,
two
I'm starting
got
to
cut?
Think.
Wow.
I'm starting to think you a Vic Helper, Black. Not good for you now.
I'm just addressing the show. I'm just doing it for the show.
Well, you know, I appreciate you doing it for the show. But my question to you guys is this. You know, how then do we look at college football as I was saying, it's the most exciting to me sport or area there is. There's talk now that Texas A&M has left the Big 12 in the South, and they're now the Big 9, that they're moving towards super conferences with 16 teams per conference.
Yeah.
Now, you're the bookie. I mean, especially when you look at, as I call these BCS games, why would that be beneficial to college football, and how does that hurt the NCAA's hold on, you know, the BCS and all that other stuff?
They're trying to squeeze the smaller guys out, man, with these super conferences. Going to see the same thing for the championship.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
And this is what I heard, and I'm glad you brought that up, Vic, because I completely forgot about it. But I heard, I think this past week, that there was talk about Oklahoma going to the PAC conference.
Yes, because they're talking about moving.
Yeah, if Oklahoma goes, then Texas is going to follow. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is what I heard. I heard Oklahoma goes to the PAC conference that Texas was going to follow, and also that Kansas State would then go to the Big East, which is crazy. And there's some other schools.
Timothy, we're going to talk trash about your state because your state's some trash, but I love you anyway. Go ahead, my bad.
So the other schools that are in the conference, I think they're thinking about going to like the PAC. And just like you said, I think that the Pac-10, I think it's not the Pac-10 anymore, but I think it's going to eventually be the Pac-16 because these teams go from this conference, which is a storied conference, the Big 12 or whatever they call it, and it goes they go to the Pac-10 or they go to the Big East or to the SSC. You're going to have, just like Black talking, just like you were talking, these super conferences with these high-profile teams in all these other conferences and trying to suck up all the money they can possibly suck up. I mean, I can't hate on them because there's money. If there's money to be made and this is the way that they see that they can make the money, then I don't blame them. But just like Black said, it's going to hurt the smaller schools. So.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking, that, okay, when you look at the Big Ten up north is really the Big 12 now, and they've got some decent teams. They're not the powerhouse teams. But if
right.
you look at the SEC and who they're trying to get, now Texas A&M actually made a formal request to go into the SEC now, and I think the SEC is going to let it happen.
Right.
I think they're going to let it happen.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, they get a couple more teams, and they're talking about if Oklahoma decides to vacate because they're doing it for money, and the big contract that Texas has with the TV network and all that, they're saying they're going to try to lure BYU out of the WAC to the Big 12.
Okay.
That would be good. That would be good competition for Texas, but Texas still, they're not sharing the money. Here's what I see happening. All these divisions, like the Pac 10, now Pac 12, they decided they're going to do revenue sharing. The SEC decided they're going to do revenue sharing. So it's getting like the NFL. Money's going to go to every university. In the Big 12, that's not happening. What I'm hearing is all the schools are so upset that Texas, when they threaten to leave the SEC, I mean the Big 10 or the Big 12, They got all this treatment. They got the support for their network from the Big 12, but nothing more for any other school. So I'm thinking it would be smart to freaking leave.
Right.
It would be
right.
smart to leave. And getting the revenue sharing, because if I'm not making a lot of money, as it is, but I'm going to a division that's going to get an automatic bid to the BCS, and I finish high in that division or win that division, I got a real shot at the championship. You know what I'm saying? So how then does I don't know. I don't know. Y'all got to explain it to me because I'm not that smart.
Quick upset alert. Utah State is up on Auburn 21-14 at halftime.
Whoa.
Well, look, I didn't pick Auburn to win. I didn't pick Auburn to win that game, and I didn't place any wager on that because I don't think Auburn can – I don't think they're going to be that good this year. Cam Newton and your boy Fairley, they ran that team. They made that team what it was. So it wouldn't surprise me. And people are saying it's going to be a struggle for them to get 5-7.
So, well, they're ranked number 23 right now, so we'll see that ranking go if they lose today.
Utah State isn't a joke. I'm just, they're no joke. They're not the easiest team to roll over on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, people are not concentrating today. I'm loving this.
A lot of people are concentrating.
Hey,
well, I can tell you my team.
Speaking of that, why don't we do this tomorrow, Vic? Why don't we move the master plan to 2:00?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And then have the master plan with the draft going on at 2:00. How's that?
Do that, because I need to talk afterwards.
We gotta do it afterwards, because right now I'm not concentrating on y'all.
Yeah, you're not concentrating on the draft, either. I know you're not. I need to talk.
Okay, I can tell you what my team is right now. You tell me if I'm concentrating or not. I got Matt Schaub, Ray Rice, Sheldon McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, and Miles Austin, and I'm not concentrating.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, I'll let you be you. You do you. You do you, dog.
Okay, let me see. Who else we got playing today that we can talk about here?
Don't forget, we have another game. South Florida versus number 18, Notre Dame, fighting Irish.
And that right there, people think the Irish are going to win by 11 points. That's not going to happen, guy. That's not going to happen. I'm telling you that right now. It's not going to happen. If the Irish win,
Black, talk to me
about. They win by a little.
Can you give me a scouting report?
We have a coach Holtz in this game, but not the Holtz you're thinking of. Coach.
Yeah, not
Holtz,
his predecessor. We're talking about his age group. We'll be leading
South Florida, try to get a signature win against number 18 Notre Dame. Bulls' chances rest on quarterback B.J. Daniels. We'll face an improved Notre Dame back seven with solid anchors, linebacker Monty T.O. and safety Harrison Smith. After winning the job in the close battle, the Fighting Irish quarterback Dane Chris will be eager to vindicate Coach Brian Kelly's decision, with wide receiver Michael Floyd will get most of the attention on the other end.
Okay.
And you say Notre Dame is playing who now?
South Florida.
South Florida.
South Florida.
Which is a good team.
So what? Give me a scouting report on South Florida.
Speed, my friend. All the Florida schools are stacked with speed.
Right.
Notre Dame is favored by 10 in this matchup.
And they're playing in Notre Dame, and this is the home opener, right?
Home opener, 3:30 on NBC today.
What about the running backs on both sides? Are they notable of any sort or not?
Not real notable. We haven't built that rep yet.
Okay. So it's quarterback driven? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, B.J. Daniels and Dane Chris will be a good shootout.
Okay. All right.
These people going tight end crazy on here.
Oh, is that out there? Silence, punk. I'm about to get the law firm.
I wouldn't touch the law firm with your
hand. He already got him. Don't worry about it. Let me pick.
Why wouldn't you touch the law firm?
Because they'll sue you.
Let me put it this way, Vic. Playing a running back from
by committee, I know.
from Belichick is just like your boy in Washington, running back by committee. You never know.
He's going with the hot hand. I know.
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So I mean, he could feature Danny Woodley one day.
Somebody always taking Tim Hightower.
And the law firm the next time. It could be if Kevin Falk is healthy, feature Kevin Falk. You never know what you're going to get with him. And that's why I never take any of those running backs, because what happened last year is not going to happen this year. He's got more toys to play with. He's got more running backs to play with this year. So.
I know.
Hey, Master, guess what?
What's that?
So do I, as I feature the law firm of Charles Jackson Forte.
Vic, ring your team real quick.
All right, which one? ESPN?
The one we drafting then.
All right, Matt Sharp, Ray Rice, Shady McCoy, Larry Fitz, Miles Austin, Mercedes Lewis, and the law firm.
Who's your running back?
Shady and Ray. So far.
Shady McCoy and Ray Rice?
Yep.
How'd you get both of them?
Oh,
because we got keepers.
Yeah, we got keepers.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's what it is. That's how I got Frank Gore. I told you, nobody's thinking today.
What is your love affair with Miles Austin about?
It's not, but he's the best receiver available when it comes up to me when I'm looking for a receiver. So I'm going to take him.
Tony Romo, listen,
I don't like the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have an explosive offense. Miles Austin is the man down there. I don't care what Antonio Bryant or Dez Bryant does.
Right, and that's
still
the thing.
Go through,
he's
the
man.
Still got to go through him.
Because he's the man, he's the one going to draw the doubles. So why don't you think Dez is going to get his? Why don't you think
Dez is going to get Dez will get his, but when you got to cover Miles Austin, Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, you got to watch out for Felix Jones out the backfield. You got to get your one-on-ones with Miles Austin.
And you're going to get more with Dez because of the fact that this is only his second year. Miles is experienced.
But the problem with that is this. Miles Austin is going to get more targets and get more yardage than Dez.
Okay.
They have I don't believe Dez Bryant is going to be that dog this year. I just don't.
All right. We'll see. Because he does play special teams, too. Let's remember.
That's good. Whoop-de-doo. I don't care.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
You can love it all day. Love on ease. I don't care.
All right.
Let me tell you how much time we got left in the show before I go off on this boy. I love this man, but he's going to make me go off him. With the first defensive pick, I think... I'm going to pick the first defensive player, and I think I'm going to get either Paul Posluszny or London.
Black?
Yes, sir.
We talked about Boise State and Georgia. We talked about LSU and Oregon. We talked what do you think about what happened yesterday at TCU and Baylor? I don't think we talked about that.
No, that was an exciting game. I didn't get to watch it, but I know my boy Robert Griffin III would come to play, and they pulled out the win. It was 50-48?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been telling Griffin since he was a freshman down there. I was just waiting for them to surround him with players, and they finally did that. Look for that boy to have a great, great season, man.
Well, since you said that, do you think that he would be in the running, or in the talk, I should say, of the Heisman Trophy?
That's a good question. Right now, if they could tell you to put up the numbers like they do, he will be.
Is this offense, and I'm talking to you because I don't follow college football enough to be able to talk smartly on it. That's why I'm talking to you.
It'll be an offense where he can at least get 25 to 3,000 yards passing, maybe 600 to 1,000 yards rushing in his offense.
But he's a very mobile quarterback. Is he a running quarterback or is he a pocket quarterback?
He's a hybrid. He's both.
Okay. Terrell Pryor, Cam Newton type, or
no? This guy's better than Terrell Pryor.
Okay. Is he a sophomore, freshman, senior, and can he take his talents to the next level if he comes out?
He can definitely take his talents to the next level. I believe he's either a sophomore or a junior this year. I think he goes 6'4", about 200 pounds.
Right. 6'4", 200 pounds. So sounds like he's a little on the slim side. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a very, 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 very talented player, man. Game changer.
Do you think he's accurate enough for the NFL, or he needs work on that?
He can develop that.
Yeah. Okay. We also have. Let me see what else we have here.
And don't forget about the Southwest reunion today too. A Southern Methodist goes to take on Texas A&M, number 9 Texas A&M.
Well, see, yep. I got a question for you. With all these, you know, I want to say Division II, Division III schools playing these big boys, the supposed cupcake games, how many do you think will be upsets today?
That's my next question.
Now, Southern Methodist is a Division I school. They're not.
I mean just cupcakes in general. But, yeah, you can go in with that other stuff, too.
This game is of added significance because noise coming from both about one out of the conference and into the conference in the Big 12, respectively. The Southern Methodist Mustangs are one of two FBS teams, along with South Carolina, to return the 3,000-yard passer Kyle Padron, a 1,000-yard rusher in Zach Lyon, and a 1,000-yard receiver in Cole Beasley. The Texas A&M Aggies have plenty of answers to quarterback Ryan Tannehill, tailbacks Christine Michael and Cyrus Gray, and wide receivers Jeff Fuller and Uzoma Nwachukwu. Nwachukwu.
Watch your back, okay.
Yeah, I think this will be a bomb burner as well. I mean, Southern Methodist, they have a nice offense. So I think this will be a bomb run as well. But I look for Texas A&M to pull it out in the end.
Okay. We had one top 20 team that supposedly got upset yesterday. I don't see any that are
–
well, we got one top 20 team that got upset yesterday. I'm sorry, Vic. Thanks for the correction. what I'm about to say is, of the top 20 teams that are playing today, Black, do you see anybody else besides, you say this last one, number 8, Texas A&M against SMU, it may be a barn burner. You see any other ones that may be something close to or could be an upset, just like what happened yesterday with TCU and Baylor?
Let me look down. Guys over here. Let's see. Louisiana, Moreau, Florida State, no. Chattanooga, Nebraska, no. Western Michigan against Michigan, no. Minnesota, South Carolina, no. South Carolina, East Carolina, no.
Well, let's talk about that. Because I'm definitely and I've liked them ever since the quarterback, and I can't remember his name, Blake. I forget his first name.
Blake Griffin? The best basketball player.
No. This guy used to be a quarterback from East Carolina. I forget his name. Anyway, he happened to be a – got drafted to the Jets. That's why I know who this guy is, but I forget his name completely. I got drew a blank. I always like East Carolina. Now South Carolina is rated 12 against East Carolina. Can you give me a preview of that game? You got an idea about that game at all?
South Carolina is favored by 21. I can't go against Steve Spurrier here in this position. I don't think East Carolina has the firepower to stay with South Carolina in this one.
Okay.
I can't give you any players on this side because there's so many games on the docket. I'm trying to find an upset for you, but it's not looking good besides this Utah State and Auburn game that's going on right now. Auburn was favored by 21 in that matchup.
Well, how about this one? I think it's Marshall playing West Virginia.
That's a good game.
Number 24, West Virginia against Marshall. I just happened to see this thing here. I'm not sure.
West Virginia is at home. That game is tomorrow at 3:30 on ESPN. West Virginia is also favored by 22 points.
Really? Okay. I guess there's nothing positive that can be said for Marshall.
The one game that I would tell you to keep an eye on, both teams are not ranked right now by obvious reasons. The game on Labor Day, Hurricanes of Miami at Maryland. Miami is favored by 1 point right now.
Hey, Jerry?
Yes.
What's the name of that? I'm sorry. What's the name of that tight end for St. Louis that you was telling us about, Langingham or something like that?
Lance Kendricks.
Got him,
Jerry,
right here.
Don't answer no questions for that man, Jerry.
This is the CBS draft. Don't sweat it. It's the CBS draft, loser. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Vic, please. You have a lot of work to do. A lot of work.
Every year, when football season, especially when my team happens to grab a new player, I happen to go out and grab the jersey of that new player.
So I happen
to be looking at a home jersey with the number 17 on it, with right, and the name above it happens to be Burris. Remember that name?
Now I must say too, you probably got a lot of jerseys over there now that you can't get rid of.
Hey, dog. Somebody, you know what? Hey, Jay, I want to tell you right now.
Anybody want a far jersey?
I want to tell you right now.
What?
Y'all killing me.
Hold on, fella.
Killing me, dog. You're killing me. People listening to the show, you're killing me, dog. You're killing me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 32 minutes left of live air, so we're going to keep this ball going.
And Vic says it can't get over soon enough.
Yeah, dude, because these folks are listening, and I don't want them to do well. You're killing me.
You think your fantasy football players or members are listening to this show instead of drafting like you are, or what?
They're doing both. They're listening to the show and drafting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, from now on, whoever is listening that's not talking to me now is going to get a lot of false information. So don't take anything I say for because I'm going to give you false information.
I'm trying to pick between Mike Thomas or Austin Collie or Lee Evans.
Who's the number one?
Mike Thomas, but that's
no. Get Mike Thomas.
Get Austin Collie.
Yeah, get Collie too. Matter of fact, we'll leave Collie up there for you. Get both of them. You got it.
Better hurry up.
He picked Austin Collie. Good pick.
No, I didn't, Jerry.
Oh, you picked Sidney Wright? Oh, that's a great pick.
Yes, I did.
That's a great pick.
I know he's a little dinged up, but he's a number one receiver.
And they need about that. They hold teams.
And they will be
throwing
a lot.
Jerry, who you like? Brian Cushing or
Jarvis James?
Excuse me?
Or D'Amico Ryan?
The Indianapolis Colts.
I like Jamarcus Russell.
Okay, I'll pick Brian Cushing. That's what I'm talking about. Jerry, give it to me.
What James?
That's what I'm talking about.
What James did they release?
Javaris James.
Black. Who is that?
Indianapolis
Colts.
We're going to have fun with you tomorrow. I tell you that right now.
You can have James. I don't want him. He ain't nobody.
Tommy Harris has also been released by the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have fun with you, Vic, tomorrow. You're going to be in that,
y'all have
that,
fun
that,
now, you
that, that basement. That basement. You're going to be loving that basement.
Igor
Olshansky has been released by the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured that.
Vic, you're going to love that basement.
He got Ben Williams from me.
you're gonna love that basement so much. You're gonna hire me to renovate it so you're comfortable down there.
Oh, guys, you can Jared Carl and call it a day, okay?
And for you guys that are still drafting, Kevin Williams, Will Smith, Pat Williams, and Charles Grant have all been suspended.
Suspended for the first two.
Yep. So do not get the Vikings defense and expect anything great.
Hey,
Ohio State killing them.
Listen to me, and I have the host on here, Adrian Peterson is going to have problems getting running lanes through that old ass offensive line.
Tell him again.
I agree. However,
tell
me and Jay were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Jay had to think about a bet, and I had to think about a bet. I said 1,200 yards for AP. He said 1,300. Off air, we discussed it, and I'm rethinking that now. I don't know if I want
to. Now you're rethinking it.
Now, shut up. My point is, I think he can get 1,300, but 1,200 is my number, and I'm going to stick with it.
You're retracted. Before it was a different story. Now you're taking that 100 away from me.
Let's just
what's
put
up
it
with
out
that,
here, folks? We love doing this. We play with Vic a lot. Vic know what he's talking about, but when he's drafting, he can't concentrate. So it's best to listen to Vic on non-draft days. Those are the days you listen to Vic. Non-draft days. Today, take this show as a free show. And he ain't even got to pay for it. That's the thing about it.
It's
free. It's a free show.
It's free. Best price around. Free.
Best price.
Shut
ain't
getting
no better.
Can't get no better. Get proper English there, little guy.
Vic,
anyway.
Wait till I run my team down here. I'm loving this.
We're going to run down both teams, and we'll let them decide, even though I know I'm better.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I know who I'm going to get.
A legend in his own mind. I understand.
You know this. You know this, man.
Oh, boy. That's it. Vic, you're the best.
Anyway, I'm
doing push-ups with the fans out in Virginia right now. 38-0, Virginia Tech with 22 seconds left.
Tell me what my boy David Wilson has done so far.
Oh, they're airing the ball out now, so he's not getting any touches right now. But I'll let you know once he gets the ball again.
That means he went over 100.
Wow. I'm on a clock on both teams. This is crazy.
That means he went over 100 if they airing it out. You know that.
Dang, wow. John Beeson. How long is John Beeson? Oh, the Achilles.
Stay away.
Yeah, the dreaded
that
Achilles,
Joseph
man.
Of a die, or do I want...
Vic,
37-0. Oh my God.
Did you pick Pierre?
Crazy. That's crazy.
What now?
Did you pick Pierre or Joseph?
I picked Joseph. Pierre got too much of a timeshare down there, dog.
Yeah, you
Auburn,
got too much of a timeshare down
there. The game up 21-21 with Utah State.
But see, the thing about that is, them boys are crazy. I mean, if you think that Auburn's going to contend for anything this year, you're out of your daggone mind. You lost your mind.
Why?
Why do you
say that?
That's what.
The players they lost last year, they can't make it up?
Yes. Most assuredly.
I'm just asking.
If you're looking at the same team and the same games I'm looking at, it's outrageous because, you know, I don't know what to tell you. All I'm going to say other than that they're not as good as people. Well, I mean, 5-7 is what people are saying they're going to get. I don't know if they're going to get that. I really don't.
Wow.
I really don't.
You think people are hanging their hat on the name and not the actual talent on the team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. By leaps and bounds they are.
I don't get a chance to watch too much college football because I do a lot of my what I have to do on Saturdays, and because I devote Sundays to NFL football.
To the Lord.
So,
You do your thing on Saturday, but make sure to catch all the late games on Saturday if you can, especially the out on the West Coast.
Right. Okay. I may make it a point to watch this Oregon and LSU game.
That's a must watch tonight.
Right. You are on the clock. Well, what round are we in? You should be almost finished or finished with one of those.
We're coming up on round 14.
What about
Vic, what
about the other draft, Vic? You should be done with that one.
I'm almost done.
Well, how many players are in each of these leagues?
12 and 12. Let me get a kicker.
No. I'm talking about players on each team.
Jay Feely. I'll go and get Jay Feely because they're going to be kicking a lot of field goals.
I'm about to pick up both of y'all, boy, in a minute. Big comes after
second.
Me.
I think it's like 20. In this other league, it's like 20-something people.
Wow. Okay. You got IDP then?
No.
Really?
No IDPs. No. Because they charge you like $1 per transaction. So you got to draft enough players to make it through the season so you don't get charged for going to the thing.
I think I'm going to get Antonio Brown. I like that.
Man, I was about to get Antonio Brown too.
That's the only reason I said it because Vic picks after me in this round.
I was about to get him too. I was looking for him on my CBS one. I was looking for it. I was looking for him on this one, but they don't have him, dog. Somebody got him already.
Jerry,
so it is what it is.
Let me say my receivers real quick. Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Chad, and hopefully Antonio Brown.
And you think your team is better than mine?
Those are just receivers, Vic. Your team sucks. Hold on a minute.
Really?
Hold on.
Wow.
Rick, I hate to say it, but you took a lot. You took a big chance.
A lot
with
of
that,
chances.
Right?
Took
with
a lot
that,
of risk.
Receivers. Yeah. You took a lot
well,
of risk.
It's Ricky.
That.
He's a bum. You got to think about it. He's a bum.
A Wookiee wide receiver in Dallas that really, in my opinion, he has a hard time keeping healthy because he plays so hard. Antonio Brown is a big play receiver, and since Emmanuel Sanders come back, you don't know how that's going to mix out. If Emmanuel Sanders gets hurt, then he's definitely going to be the big play receiver. And you got Chad Ochocinco, who's not getting the offense quite yet. You took a lot of risks, Rick.
I mean, after I make this next pick, I'm going to smack him in the face because he can have Antonio Brown. He can have him. That's a big play guy.
There's a few guys I was impressed with when I watched, and he's one of them. He's one of them. We have to see if how that's going to shake out. If they're going to play Emmanuel Sanders more than play Antonio Brown because Roethlisberger seemed like he had a great rapport with Brown. So we'll see what
happens.
He sure
did. And
yeah.
Sanders is injured, and they're saying he's young, but he can't stay healthy.
Right.
So, therefore, Sanders is moving
back
up.
In the draft.
I mean, Brown is moving up.
Antonio Brown.
You got out?
I got Antonio.
You got Antonio Brown?
I'll take Malcolm Floyd. And then I'll go get – oh, no, you pick before me. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to get next.
I don't care, dude. I've got a nice starting lineup.
I'll tell you
in a sec. I'm on deck in this other league, so, okay, you know what. I know right now, Matt Schaub, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, Mercedes Lewis, Paul Pelosi, London Fletcher, the law firm – hold on, let me make this other pick and I'll tell you. I'll tell you in a second. Okay. Matt Schaub, Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, Mercedes Lewis, Paul Pelosi, London Fletcher, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Sam Bradford, Sidney Rice, Joseph Addai, Malcolm Floyd, and Jacoby Ford so far.
Wow. That's a nice, you got a nice squad there. That's a real, I like that squad a lot.
Thank you.
I like that squad a lot.
Ricky's kind of slow. Ricky's kind of slow. He's insane in the membrane.
Wow.
I love his rubber, but your knee just switched.
I mean, you even have studs in the defensive part of that. I like that squad a lot. Wow.
Telling you, Rick, we don't know what you're messing with, Slim. Put the crack pipe down,
Vic,
dog.
Vic, there's two divisions in here. There's two divisions in this league.
Right. And you're in mine. And
right.
You are in mine.
I'm not in yours because you didn't win it. Let's get it together.
Hey.
Get it together.
I'm going to win it this year. That's all that matters, right?
Okay. Okay, Vic. All right. Your team sounds good. Everybody on paper sounds great.
Okay. I mean, you're right. You're right. They sound great. But they are good.
Okay. Let me see
Adrian
what we're talking
about. Is Adrian Wilson back yet? Adrian Wilson ain't back yet.
Hold on a minute. Let me get back to this so we can talk some more about this college football, because I'm getting my interest peaked with these running backs that Black keeps talking to me about. Black.
Ooh, Bernard Parlett in Baltimore? I'm sorry.
All right, we talked about a running back from Virginia Tech, and you talked about another running back, Isaiah Crowell. Where he's from?
Isaiah Crowell?
Yes.
From Georgia.
You're from Georgia, okay.
Yeah, he won't be coming out. He's a freshman.
I understand that. Give me some other running backs from the schools that we talked about that our listeners should be looking
Zach
at.
Zach Lyon from Southern Methodist as well.
You say Zach Lyon?
Zach Lyon, L-I-N-E.
From where?
Southern Methodist.
SMU. Anybody else?
There's a whole list of them. I can't go down the whole list, but there's a lot.
I'm about
of
to pick up Titus Young. Hey, did Titus Young even play this?
I think he played.
He played in the New England game.
How well did he do? I didn't see it.
They got two catches, but they were already destroying New England at that point.
Well, Vic, what round are you in?
I'm picking my last pick in this 24 round, so this is a 24 pick. I'm going to get another receiver. I got Brian Rubisky, Jason Hill, Denarius Moore, Patrick Creighton.
Well, there it
Andy
is. Hold
Bichette.
On. Don't go any further. Denarius Moore from Oakland.
Okay,
absolutely.
You sure?
They're high on that kid. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So get him over Jericho, over Michael Jenkins, Danilo Alexander?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get him. This is my last pick anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a flyer pick.
Denarius Moore.
Absolutely.
Got him. And I'm done in that draft. Let me run down this team real quick. I'm sorry, Black, to cut you off. In my CBS league, here's my team. All the people I say up to the defense are the starters. I've got Sam Bradford, Arian Foster, Steven Jackson, Mike Wallace, Miles Austin, San Antonio Holmes, Mercedes Lewis, Beanie Wells, Jay Feely, Patriots defense. On my bench, Kyle Orton, Ronnie Brown, the Buccaneers defense, Colt McCoy, Jacoby Ford, Derek Ward, Ryan Terrain, Lance Kendrick, Greg Little, Redskins defense, Orlando Mari, and Denarius Moore.
My question to you is this. You have two defenses. Why do you have two defenses on your team?
Because I don't want to be charged for another player during the bye week.
And when how much are you charged?
$1 per transaction.
And what's your pocket? What do you have in your pocket?
Oh, I have like $10 per, but there aren't any good defenses out there, so
right.
I wasn't going to get the Colts defense, so I let that go.
So whatever transaction you make, it's $1. You don't have a spending limit.
Yes, it's $10,
right?
But I got to drop somebody, pick somebody up. So each transaction literally is $2. So I have right now 5 transactions during the season that I don't have to pay for. So if I, let's say people get hurt, right?
Right.
I'm going to use those players to work it out that way. But we're coming to the end of the ESPN draft. I'll let you make a comment on that in a second. But we're coming to the end of the ESPN draft as well. And since Ricky is, you know, about to be done, I'll tell you what I got so far. My players so far, and we got 2 more picks, Matt Schaub, Ray Rice, Shady, Larry, Miles Austin, Mercedes Lewis, Paul Posilesny, Lyndon Fletcher, Dante Whitner, the Chargers defense, the law firm, Sam Bradford, Sidney Rice, Joseph Addai, Jacoby Ford, Malcolm Floyd. I still need to get a kicker and a bench player.
That sounds like the same team you told me before.
Just added a few players.
Teams almost mirror each other.
Pretty much. I'm thinking about getting Mike Thomas, but I got to get a kicker. So let me get a kicker. I got a lot of people on bye week 9, so I can't get a kicker on week 9. Rob Bronos has not been doing well. I can get Billy Cundiff.
What about John Cassay?
John Cassay? Where is he at?
He's the kicker now for New Orleans, and New Orleans is a bye is the 11th week.
You're absolutely right. Let me look that up. Let me go.
I gotta do this. I gotta hand hold you. I mean, come on.
Whatever, dog. Whatever, no. You ain't got to hand hold me. You ain't got to hand hold me, jerk. I'm just saying.
You hold your hand in this or what?
I didn't look at it.
See, this is what I'm saying, people. People, listen to me here.
Oh my God.
When you have something like this, just the little things help. You grab a kicker because kickers are a dime a dozen. If you grab a kicker, that has the
score a lot.
It may score a lot. You know, believe it or not, most kickers, their point difference from 1 to whatever, 1 to 20 or 1 to 15 is really not that much of a difference. What I'm saying is this. You grab a kicker who doesn't have a bye week until
Way into the season. You're right. And Cassay has a good leg too, so you know, it's not like he's not going to have opportunity to kick short field goals, because New Orleans gets in decent field goal range, and when they don't score a touchdown, they're going to be able to kick field goals.
And he's in a dome. He's a dome kicker, so a lot
he's
of
got
at least
4 games
at least,
in a dome.
At least
no,
8
6.
Of his games are in a dome, and he's in the south. So a lot of these games he's going to play are going to be in ideal conditions. Even if it's not inside, it's going to be outside, and it's going to be nice and sunny most of the time. So
except when they go to Carolina in the fall. But you got Tampa, and you got Tampa at home. You got Tampa in Tampa, which is good.
Right.
You got New Orleans. You're going to play 8 games at home in the dome. Then you're going to go to Atlanta and play in a dome.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I got you, man. I got you. I follow. I'm picking up what you're dropping, and I'm not gonna tell you who my last pick gonna be because I think Ricky picks before me. But we're gonna run down. We got 12 minutes left of live air, and we're about 11 minutes left of live air. I did 2 drafts, ladies and gentlemen. 2 drafts plus we hosted this show, and I still got 1 more draft tonight at 11 p.m. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
My wife is a saint for putting up with this. You can have Rob Baronis. Dude, Rob Baronis has not been kicking well in the preseason. And not to mention, Tennessee, if Locker starts, they might have a chance of you know, getting in field position because he actually moves. Hasselbeck doesn't run anymore. He still hits. He still throws the ball good. Tennessee's not going to be that beast this year, but
I don't have Rob Baronis. I said somebody took him.
I know you did.
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Tomorrow in our draft, I got the 3rd pick and the 6th pick.
I'm trying to make a play with you. You don't got it yet. I can cancel that. It might not go through.
You have the third and the sixth pick?
No, I'm not trying to be funny, Vic. I'm going to ask a legitimate question to Ricky.
How'd you get two picks in the first round?
Well,
because he just traded with me.
Oh, wow. See?
So,
I told you. Take this as a free show, folks. I told you.
Hey, dog. Well, here's the deal. Hold on, Jay. Let's break down the trade. The trade is this.
Right.
My first and 15th for his second and fifth. So, therefore, I did a pretty good deal there. I don't mind because if I get a pick in the first round, it's the first pick. Then I got to wait another freaking, 20-some-odd picks anyway. So, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not going running back again this year anyway. So, I'm not worried about it.
So
Let me hear what Jerry got to say.
I wasn't trying to rub it in. I was asking a legitimate question because now I have a dilemma. I got two picks in the first six picks in the first round. Do I go running back, or is it too early to say running back wide receiver? I'm definitely not taking a quarterback. There's no way I'm going to do that. So it's either running back, or running back wide receiver.
Jerry, you follow the plan. You follow the plan. You don't veer away from the plan. That just makes the plan sweeter.
Okay.
Follow the plan.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
All right. Now, Ricky, let's run down your team. And no interruptions. You run down your team. And then I'll run down my team, and then we'll let Jerry and Black decide who did the better draft.
Okay.
Now name your keepers first, and then go over the people you didn't that you drafted.
Well, my keepers are Tony Romo, Steven Jackson.
Okay.
Period. That's the keepers. Running backs. I just go straight down the list since we're doing like that. Frank Gore, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Greg Olsen, Brian Cushing, E.J. Henderson, Eric Weddle, the Rams defense, Matt Bryant, Matt Ryan, Ryan Grant, Mike Tolbert, Chad Ochocinco, Antonio Brown, Skins defense, and Dexter McCluster.
Ooh. You want me to comment on it now or wait till you run down your team, Vic?
Good. Comment on his name.
Hold on,
Sue. I like your running backs.
Hold on. Go ahead.
No, hold on. Go ahead, Jay.
I like your running backs. I have a lot of questions about who you selected for your wide receivers because, like we said earlier, I don't think you were on when me and Black talked about it. You took a lot of risks, and I guess you're really reaching for what your wide receivers are going to do. You got a rookie wide receiver, Julio Jones, which could pan out. You got a Dez Bryant who plays hard, but because he plays hard, he may not be healthy for the whole year. You got Antonio Bryant, who's a big play receiver, who had the rapport with Ben Roethlisberger, who I really like. But the problem is Emmanuel Sanders, who does have the position ahead of Antonio Brown, is back and practicing, and you don't know exactly how that's going to play out. And he got Chad Ochocinco, who admitted himself that he's not grasping the Patriot offense yet. So you took a lot of risks with your wide receivers, and I like your wide receivers, but if they pan out, you're a genius. If they don't, you're going to be hurt. There's no really stud wide receiver that I hate to say it. There's really no stud wide receiver that I see there, Rick.
I
like the rest of your team, but the receivers, you really are the weak part of your team.
I never have a stud. On any team I had, I never have a stud.
Okay.
I always have somebody that's going 1 and 2. I use Dez as a person that's going to play off of Austin because of the double team. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Julio. I just want to see how that rookie goes. Because I think that's going to be like when I picked up Eddie Royal when he was a rookie.
Right.
I think that's how that's going to pan out. McCluster is the man in the wing. He's the man in the wing. He's got the wide receiver / running back. He's been dubbed that on ESPN, so that's going to pan out. Ocho, yeah. But
after Wes Welker and Ocho Cinco, who do you have?
Well,
really can't
true.
Name nobody.
You got
Woodhead, but he's a running back. You got the tight end, but that's a tight end. But we're talking about who's going to line up at wide. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
Now, Tate, you got Tate, but Tate ain't proved it. And if he did, they wouldn't have went and got Ocho Cinco.
Let me give you a little tidbit. And I've been seeing it on more than one site on the internet that Brandon Tate's on the bubble. He may not even make it.
There you go.
He's
there
on
you
the
go.
Bubble. He's on
so
the
there's
bubble.
Ocho. And Antonio Brown, he's there. You know, he's my fill-in as far as everybody. Because as far as my receivers go, they look like they got buys on the same week. But then again, they don't. So he can be the one that goes in and out. That's the only reason I go that way with receiver. I'm still iffy on Ryan Grant, but right now he's holding up.
Yeah. I gather somebody else took Starks.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because
I wanted Starks, but somebody grabbed him.
Right. Who, James Starks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? He's had the up and down preseason. I don't know why, but those first two games, he looked good. After that, he was like 50-50. And then you still got – now, let me tell you what's on the waiver wire. I'm just going to give you a little bit. You still got LT, who's serviceable. You got Ryan Terrain for some reason. And you know how Tower can fumble enough to where Terrain will get in there and get his spot back.
Mm-hmm.
You got Stevens Howling, who shouldn't be there because of the simple fact that
Beanie Wells goes down.
He's number
right.
one.
Right.
You got Daniel Thomas in Miami. Why they left him there, I don't know.
Wait a minute. He's on a waiver wire?
I'm telling you what's on the waiver wire. You got Thomas Jones, who you
know. Larry Johnson's going to end up getting a lot of those bulk carries, I'm telling
trust
you.
Trust me, Larry Johnson won't. You got Thomas Jones. You got C.J. Spiller. You got Danny Woodhead.
Get
you got
out
of
here.
Set. See,
well, you
got to
remember that.
Look,
you got to remember that we only carry four running backs.
Right.
In these
we can
leagues.
Only carry four.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So this is why I draft like I draft, because the waiver wire is going to be so thick. And
okay.
now that you've heard these, that's only six, seven names I gave you. Now that you've
right.
heard them, I have a lot of expendable people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. I understand what you're saying. Sure. Sure.
So there's nothing else for me. I don't believe in drafting. When you look at the rules, and I love the way Vic does it because he makes the rules like that, and a lot of people have always come to him and say, why don't you let us get more running backs? It's no point. If we get more running backs, then we're going to lose some other position. That's what people
right.
don't understand. You can't have
right.
but so many. You see
right.
what I'm saying? You can only
mm-hmm.
carry four backs. You only carry two quarterbacks. Six wideouts you can carry. I only got five.
Mm-hmm.
Just because this time, for some reason, I wanted to get two defenses, and I'm going to have to let one of them go. But it's a lot of money still out there.
Right, honestly.
Well, I want to get Black's take on Ricky's team real quick, because I know he's in the background, he's watching football and all that. But I want to get his take, because right now we have about 2 minutes left of live air, and I want to hear what he has to say before taking it in overtime real quick.
The running backs I give a B-minus. The wide receivers a D-plus.
No, D plus.
The defense, I give half and half. I don't know why he went out there and jumped on the Redskins defense.
he's a hater.
Overall grade, I give it a C plus.
I gave all those B's, but then he gave him a C plus. I don't get that math system, but okay.
All right. Hey,
The defense was half and half. If I'm not mistaken, he did pick the St. Louis defense.
I did. St. Louis and the
yeah.
Skins. And the
so
reason
I gave him half and half for that.
The reason why okay. I went there, because St. Louis and the Redskins, both of them have a defense that has promise. It's only going to be
okay.
one on the team, and both of them
hold
got
on,
a week five bye.
Get that out, Vic.
Listen.
Master
okay,
plan
tomorrow the master plan will be moved to 2 p.m. to do a live draft for this league. So, if you want to catch the master plan, it will not be happening at 10 a.m. It will be 2 p.m., okay? 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do the live draft for ESPN2. No keepers, just a bunch of lovely information going out there and stuff for us to do, okay? 2 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. With that, I'm going to say we're going to go into overtime, so... check out the archives if you didn't catch up to us live during the show. All right, go ahead, Jerry. Excuse me, Ricky. Ricky was talking. Then you
yes,
go ahead,
Ricky
Jerry.
Was,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm done. It wasn't okay. That was the only thing. That both of them got a bye, so one of them won't be there.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
All right, so I got to go online. You can go online because you're online. You can change the
yes.
The show
time. When we're done here, I'll change it.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. That's all I wanted to
oh, my God.
You.
That kid just made a beast juke move. But Auburn's only up 4. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I want you to do is go over your team and run it down, and then it'll be up to me and Black to say you did a good job.
Correct.
Or kick you in
Correct.
The butt and say, try again.
Whatever, guy. Okay, here's my starting lineup. First of all, Ray Rice and Larry Fitzgerald are my keepers. Okay? Here's my starting here's my entire lineup. Matt Schaub, Ray Rice, Shady McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, Miles Austin, Mercedes Lewis, Paul Puzlesny, London Fletcher, Dante Whitner, the Chargers defense, John Casey, at kicker. Cassay, I'm sorry, John Cassay.
No, it's Casey, that's what it is.
I don't know. All right, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Sam Bradford, Sidney Rice, Joseph Addai, Jacoby Ford, Malcolm Floyd, and I finish up with Mike Thomas.
Wow. You got Mike Thomas, your last pick?
Can I have these?
With my last pick, yes.
Oh my God! And how many rounds did you have tonight?
Same as ours, 18.
18, and you got Mike Thomas in the 18th round, a number one
with
receiver.
With my last pick.
Receiver with a halfway decent. He's not a stud quarterback, but he's a decent quarterback. And you got him. Oh my God!
Jerry, I'm telling you, it's a lot of money.
Listen to me. At the end of the draft, I had the third pick. So that means I was the 184th or 186th pick with that at the end of the draft. Only two people picked after me. So that's how long he lasted.
And I'm not saying this because, but that is a strong contending team. You got studs in the running backs. You got studs in wide receivers. You got a top
stud quarterback.
He's got a top 10 quarterback in Matt Schaub. And your tight end is who?
Mercedes Lewis.
And who's your backup?
I didn't pick a backup up because he has a bye in week 9. So
okay. Okay, Mercedes Lewis, he was a stud last year. I don't know how well he's going to do this year. I mean, he's a big target for Garrard, and he looks for him a lot. And they probably going to make up the difference between not having a decent wide receiver two on the other side opposite Mike Thomas. Plus, the linebackers, the defensive players you got. Plasnuzzi and London Fletcher are tackling machines. I know that. And you got
Dante Whitner is my safety.
Wow.
Dante Whitner, who went to San Fran to replace
you have a
Hayes.
You have a very nice team, Vic. I got to give you an A on that.
I'm going B plus on that.
Yeah.
I love the defensive player.
Yeah. Oh. I love the team. From top to bottom. I mean, I can't believe you picked up Mike Thomas, who to me is a breakout candidate, in my opinion, this year because he's the number one receiver this year, and he's going to be looking at him a lot. He's a Steve Smith from Carolina type. I like your team. I like your team a lot. Hopefully you don't draft that well tomorrow.
Oh, no, son. I'm going to drive very well. Did I tell you I have a team from CBS? I already closed the window, but I'll tell you all that tomorrow.
Okay.
And then the one I draft tonight, I'll tell you guys. Tonight's the Yahoo draft that Ricky's in with me as well. So
you like torturing him, Rick, huh?
Ricky's in every league that I have. He's my best friend. So, you know, even though he's got issues – I try to help him out.
Another release. Sammy Morris has just been released from the Patriots.
That means the law firm has one less mouth to feed. But they got that young kid. It's a young kid, Schelling or something like that.
Steven Ridley.
Yeah, him. He's a beast. So he's just an injury away. If Jarvis Green Ellis or Danny Woodhead or whoever goes down, that kid has an opportunity to be the running back in New England. I mean, it wouldn't be running back by committee because that kid can block. He can run and he can catch. I mean, he's a complete back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you guys for rating those teams. We talked about college football. We did two drafts live. Real quick, since we're in overtime, I wanna promo. Cause Black, you're not coming on tomorrow, are you? Are you gonna be on the master plan tomorrow?
It depends if I finish my Goodman League drive in time. That starts at 12:30.
Okay. Because I got
I won't be talking and doing a draft like you. I'm not Victor Gardner, so I can't just...
I feel you, baby. I feel you.
Oh, man, y'all lucky I wasn't paying attention. I got people calling me talking trash already. This is good. Fantasy is in full effect.
Soup called me up.
He's so happy. He got studs at every position, he says. I'm going to have to go on here and look at this man's team.
I can look at it right now. I can tell you his team right now.
Who does he have on his team?
I'll tell you. Give me a second. He is...
remember, he got Peyton Hillis and AP at his keeper.
Yeah, I know. His keepers were Peyton Hillis and Adrian Peterson. His team is pretty good. Matthew Stafford, Adrian Peterson, Peyton Hillis, Andre Johnson, San Antonio Holmes, JerMichael Finley, Stephen Tulloch, Curtis Lofton, Ed Reed, the Steelers defense, Neil Rakers, kicker. Then on his bench, Tim Hightower, Pierre Garçon, Joe Flacco, Nate Burleson, Brandon Pettigrew, Kellen Winslow, and Brandon Jacobs. Yeah, it's a pretty decent team, too.
Not bad.
But his starting lineup is pretty good. Seeing
hey,
got
everything, though, is
runners.
Barring injury. And you know Peyton already got popped up in the preseason, so that's one that's possibly down.
No. Peyton got hurt during the preseason. Yeah, they didn't want to keep playing him in the preseason to aggravate it. If he had to play, he would play.
Vic, I'm not saying he would. But we know the jinx. And I'll give him till they bye week. What is a bye week?
Peyton Hillis' bye week is week 5.
I'll give him till the bye week. Because they're going to come after him. Even though he's on a weak team, they're going to come after him. Point blank. He's still in the black and blue division. The new black and blue, I'll say that.
and his running style dictates that he's going to get hurt.
Dictates it. I'm telling you. He just called me.
He's got Tim Hightower. He's got Tim Hightower.
And like I said about Hightower, if he goes out there and fumbles enough, you'll see Ryan Terrain back in the starting spot.
Here's what he's going to have to do, because he doesn't have – well, he's got Brandon Jacobs, and he has a week 7 bye, so okay. He'll be all right, because Hightower and Hillis have the same bye week. So that means he's going to have to play Jacobs and Peterson – unless he goes another wide receiver, but I'm not going to get into that.
I'm loving it.
But this is what I want to talk about real quick, because the first NFL game is happening Thursday night. The Green Bay Packers go to New Orleans, or is it New Orleans going to Green Bay? I'm not sure.
New Orleans going
Green
to Green
Bay.
Bay
goes to New Orleans, right?
No.
New Orleans
goes to Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Well, damn.
And it's not bad weather. Green Bay isn't cold. Actually, Green Bay's kind of hot about this time.
Mm-hmm.
So this game is going to be a light 'em up type game. I would not play either defense. Personally, I would not play a running back from New Orleans.
But who would you pick?
Between the two teams?
Yeah.
I'm picking New Orleans.
You picking New Orleans?
Well,
yeah, I pick New Orleans.
Wait a minute. I was falling asleep there for a minute. You just woke me up with that one.
I'm picking New Orleans. I'm picking New Orleans because I think New Orleans will come out and do enough damage to Green Bay's secondary.
Really?
That wow. Clay Matthews Jr. is not going to be able to get that effective pass rush.
Let's not forget about the theme from last year, the man they call Rodgers.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
I'm saying. Are you kidding me?
I remember, too, this is the same team that lost to Seattle minus Ingram.
Listen to me. I'm not criticizing y'all's pick. I'm just saying that's why I'm a pick.
Okay.
But
can I talk on this?
Yeah, I want to hear because I want to talk to
you. You want to hear this?
Just give me a second. I'll be done in a second.
Go ahead.
I think that Green Bay has a very outstanding team. It's going to be a great test. I think Greg Williams is going to try to kill Aaron Rodgers. And the secondary for New Orleans has improved. Their front four has improved as well. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game, though. And I think it's going to be like a 35-31 type score.
Oh,
with,
man.
With New Orleans coming out on top.
Okay.
Jerry. Here's what I'm going to do, because I know Black is
Jerry,
short.
Let Jerry
I'm
go.
I'm going to go Black, Ricky, then Jerry. I got to save you for last, old man.
It's all right.
I got to go with the Lambeau Leap for open the night, man.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to leap outside right now. Those linebackers in Green Bay, and I think this truthfully, A.J. Hawk for some reason hasn't played up to his draft pick, and that's because Clay Matthews just been getting all the attention. But I think this year, A.J. Hawk is going to play up to his name this year, starting with that game. I can't see... I'm not saying New Orleans can't score, and we know they can. But just like everybody's been saying, and Jerry's been saying it multiple times, who was New Orleans' main man before he started having knee operations?
Marcus Colston.
That guy is no longer a factor. Okay, so now you got to work with Meacham. You got to work with Henderson if he shows up, which more times than not, he does. You got Ingram, and you got a plethora of backs. Now, if they run on that front seven and get 100 yards, I will be surprised. And it will be because of Ingram. Other than that, I can't see New Orleans doing nothing against them. I can't. And I don't need to talk about Green Bay's offense because they have the same thing that they had last year now with Finley back.
Thank you.
And with Ryan Grant back. Even though Grant really, everybody's worried about Starks, but you still have to worry about Grant because before last year he got hurt, he was doing his thing for that little bit of time. They're not going to keep up with Green Bay.
I'll say this, and then I'm not going to talk about it. I'll let you guys talk about it. That rookie corner from last year has been exposed. It's been exposed this year thus far. Charles Woodson, we're not going to throw on his side. We're going to pick on that now 2-year corner, and those safeties like crazy. So whoever's on that side, whether it's Meacham, whether it's the other guy, I can't remember his name, Henderson, or one of their younger guys, or Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham ain't no bum either now. They're gonna expose that side of the defense. And I'm not saying it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm done. I'm going to let you guys talk.
And you seriously think they're going to go out there and do something on the front seven?
I didn't say they're going to run the ball. I didn't say that. I said they're not going to run the ball,
but you're going to pass the ball over the middle with your boy, the tight end. So you seriously think that their boy ain't going to get beat up by A.J. Hawk and Clay Matthews and the other guy that they have? I can't see it. I'm not saying they're not going to score, but they're not going to beat Green Bay in Green Bay. No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jerry.
You sound like you getting all upset and depressed.
No, I am getting upset because I'm trying to eat and you ruining my lunch.
That's because you're sick. You got the illness from the baby and the wife.
Anyway. New Orleans going to Green Bay, Super Bowl champions. Going to celebrate their Super Bowl championship that night with their fans. And it's going to be on prime time, which is Thursday, the first game of the season, with their 15 players that they didn't have last year and still won the Super Bowl that are coming back healthy, in which one of them is including Jermichael Finley, who happens to be Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not saying this. This is coming out of Aaron Rodgers' favorite – I mean, Aaron Rodgers' mouth is his favorite target. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Every time I guarantee it, very rarely am I wrong about what the score is going to be or the margin of score. They will beat New Orleans by at least a touchdown, if not more, in this game.
The chance
there is no way they're going to lose this game at home celebrating their championship in the stadium, first game of the season with their fans. Ain't happening.
The champ is here.
Ain't
but one person on that field that held up a belt, he gonna light them up.
Ain't happening. Ain't happening. And
okay.
If you think, I understand New Orleans has shored up both sides of their line, their offensive and defensive line. But Aaron Rodgers, in early part of last season, he was getting beat up, and his linemen, and including his coach, told him, get the damn ball out of your hands quicker. I don't care what you do with it. Just get the ball out of your hands quicker. And ever since he started doing that and not getting hit and sacked as much, that team took off. I guarantee you, whatever the pass rush is, that ball's down the field to Jermichael Finley, down the field to Greg Jennings, down the field to Donald Driver, down the field to Jordy Nelson, down the field to James Jones, down the field. I can't think of anybody else. Who else can I think of? Because that's a lot.
The defense.
That's a lot of down the field.
You good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you had that little seizure and conniption fit.
You got
one
me
more
upset,
tidbit.
And I'm not even eating.
Greg Williams never had a good pair of cornerbacks in his career as a defensive coach, ever. And he's just riding that streak. Is Darren Sauber still playing with them?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Oh, well. Count your cookies, New Orleans. Y'all might as well come play the Skins, get a win. And I'm a Skins fan.
Oh, God.
0-1 for the Saints.
Yep.
So everybody's on the same. I mean, Green Bay except for me.
Vic, they said it last year, though.
I'm on the 7'6" Jermichael Finley and the man they call Rodgers.
7'6"?
They said it last year. Green Bay is the only team that they've seen in a long time that can be built for 3 years. Period.
I mean, listen. They are the Super Bowl champions. But how many games did they lose last year? Okay, they lost games. That means they can be beat. All I'm saying is this particular game, the opening game of the season, I really think it's going to be a big time win for New Orleans. I just think it is. Jerry, by the way, do you want to open up with the master plan theme, or do you want to open up with another theme? You want to open up the cruise show, mine, or master plan? Which one?
Don't worry about it. I always have something different I open up with, so I'll think of something and put it in there.
The computer's going to open up anyway.
I understand that. I can always change it. I know how to change it.
Okay.
I just
updated it, so it's good to go.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. We'll talk more about this game probably tomorrow, and I know you guys are going to talk about it Thursday night as the game goes on.
Right.
I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Good. So am I. More money, more problems, although I love money. They take care of a lot of problems. This game between Utah State and Auburn is crazy. 31-28, 10 minutes and 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Utah State is giving it to them as best they can. Ohio State's killing Akron 35-0 in their driving. With 9 minutes, 30 seconds left in the game. Anyway, parting shots real quick. I'm going to go down the line. Black, Ricky, Jerry, and then we're done.
My parting shot is for the Masters. Master, I expect to see you October 1st. In Rucker Park, famed Rucker Park, as the D.C. Goodman League takes a travel to New York.
Okay, that's a bet. October 1st, I'll be facing the place.
Okay, Ricky.
Good luck to you, to Black the Bookie, and to the Master on the fantasy leagues. We'll be waiting.
You said
that was so incoherent.
We will be waiting.
Rick, you sound like you're coming down with something.
I'm not coming down with a cold.
No, you're coming down
just,
with fear.
You know what? I did rotate back upstairs to the room of terror. So
you're part of the East German front, my friend.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I don't make it tomorrow. You guys know what happened. Just call 911. We'll need them.
It's all right. Hey, that just means you're going to miss another draft.
No, I won't miss the
draft as well.
We can draft sick. Oh, but my partner shot does go to the fans. Remember, this was a free show courtesy of FSP. Don't worry, we'll charge you next week. That's what we'll do.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Jay, what you got?
I've had a good time on this show. It goes to show you the drafting prowess of the host and co-host on this show. For those who are still listening or who catch these archives and listen to them before we have a live draft on the Master Plan at 2 o'clock tomorrow, listen to the show. We're going to have another draft with all three of us minus one. On the show tomorrow, we're going to walk through the draft for each of us, and we'll give you reasons, or we'll talk junk back and forth on the master plan.
I'm talking junk.
So if my draft
finishes on time, I'll be there to grade.
Okay.
That'll be good.
That's what we need. We need you to grade, old man.
Let me put it this way, Black. Even if it finishes after we start the show, at the end of the show, or you can come in the middle of the show and grade us after we finish drafting. You could do that too. So
yes, because Jay's going to run the board. Jay's running the switchboard.
Right. Okay. So,
Vic, you're going to make it longer, right? The show time.
I made it an hour. That draft should not take more than an hour.
Right. You can't make it any longer than that?
Yeah, I can.
Go ahead and make it an hour and a half, if you can.
Well, Jay, when we get off, you just make it longer, because I got to get ready to be with my wife for a couple hours before my next draft.
Not a problem. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, and bring your best drafting hats, because I plan to take over this division and win it all.
Lord. Here we go again.
Okay, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we have subjected you to some of the best information and entertainment on the internet. We are FSP. I go by the moniker of FSP, but all these guys plus the Joker, we are FSP. And we bring you what we can, how we can. And sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, sometimes you call us for help, and you get good help, and you win your leagues. And that's proven. It's happened a couple years in a row. So stick around with what you know, because we're where it's at. I want to say that tomorrow's draft is going to be a massacre. The old sick man with the baby and the wife, he's going to be sicker than he already is. And the old decrepit man is going to be using more than just his glasses and trying to kidnap Jermichael Finley.
I made a deal
with the devil. Excuse me, I didn't interrupt you. I made a deal with the devil. But it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off in the end. Black, I'm going to give you a second to say what's going to be on Thursday's show, other than talking about the first NFL game of the season.
We'll be talking about the matchup that's going to be happening October 1st, the Goodman League versus the famed Rucker Park League, and hopefully I will have my friend. I'm not sure if she'll be able to make this Thursday, but maybe next Thursday we'll have my friend, since we're talking college football. Tracy Wolfson will make a return to the program.
All right.
Oh,
very
okay.
Happy.
Okay.
Yeah, look at him. Okay.
Running backs and ladies.
I know. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Off-air solicitation.
It is time for us to bid you a fond farewell until tomorrow or until next Saturday. Again, we have 3 shows currently. We might have 4 or 5 coming up. But every Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Fantasy Sports and Politics comes to you live and direct. On Sundays, usually at 10 a.m., the Master Plan. He's going to be in his sports and football now that the football season's here, but he has a lot of other things in store. On Thursdays, we have FSP Crew Show, Black, Jerry, and Jeff, and sometimes Rick when he can't, you know, when he can get to the phone. They bring you some more information then. We are who we say we are. Go ahead and crown us.
Don't y'all love how Vic sound like the McLaughlin group at the end of the show? This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Why are you interrupting the beautifulness? The beautifulness.
Keep it flowing, Vic. Keep it flowing. You're doing well.
He took me out my mojo.
Good
day.
We
so
are.
Anyway, I'm about to go there. Can I get it? See what I got to deal with, people? See what I got to deal with? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show and coming in and hanging out with us, because we do what we do. We do it for you, and ain't nobody do it better. All right? With that said, y'all hit it for me.
Hit what?
Okay, y'all supposed to say it now.
You've been listening to...
You want to talk back, you in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got to live, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports.